Hey, babe, it's Paige. I'm so grateful you're here. This podcast audience of awesome women is growing with every episode, and I'm dying to connect with you personally. So if you'd like to chat, text the word pivot to my new number, 213-325-4600. There you can enter your contact info and you'll immediately find helpful links for some one-on-one support in either getting organized or making your next pivot with confidence. Again, you can text the word pivot, P-I-V-O-T, to 213-325-4600. And that number will also be linked in all the show notes. Then we can start a conversation about how I can support you these days. I can't wait to talk to you soon and join forces because we are better together. Enjoy today's episode. Hey, I'm Paige Killian, founder and CEO of Everything with Style. I've built a business helping busy moms of littles get organized in three simple steps. Like many of my clients, I love being a mom, and I also desire more. If you've ever felt that stirring in your heart, that whisper or really loud voice that keeps you up at night, then you are in the right place, because this is not a solo mission. Whether you're a little curious or totally ready to be a mom, boss, and use your God-given gifts to serve others, step into your calling, turn your passions into purpose, and still make it to the carpool line on time, then girlfriend, it's time to pivot. I've got you. Now let's get started. Hello, hello, good morning. It is morning where I am. What time is it where you listen to this? I am getting ready to go speak at a class that I've been asked to speak at for many years. And let me just tell you, it never gets old. It is a mom class, and I remember being on the floor with my baby in this mom class many years ago with Isabel. She is 13. I think we're at the 13 and a half point now. You know, do you remember that when we used to be like, I am 13 and three quarters? So I think we're at the 13 and a half mark. And if you can hear my Thor, he's snorting away in the background, chewing on his Kong toy. So he'll be occupied while we have this time together. Thank you so much for joining me week after week. If this is your first time here, thank you so much for being here. I think I'm probably going to end up meeting some new women at the event where I'm about to go to at this cute class. And I'm excited about that. And I have had this thing on my heart for a little while now, since right before I started this podcast, the Time to Pivot podcast. And when I was asked to go back and speak again this year, I typically go back and I talk about getting organized in three simple steps. That's my jam, right? I love doing everything in three simple steps, and getting organized lights me up. I get totally hype about this, super fired up. And so that's what typically I go in and I talk to these awesome moms about. And this year, when I was asked to come back and do it, couple things I shared with my girlfriend who leads the class, Kelly. Hi, Kelly. She said, I would love for you to come back again. And she said, I actually would love for you to speak in three of my classes this time. And I think I've only spoken in two. And sometimes I would speak in one, but I would go back year after year. And every time she would have a new class, she would invite me back. And organization is huge when you have little ones. And a lot of them have either newborns or in the middle of the road, and then toddlers. And so these are the women that I'm going to be speaking with. And of course, I mean, those are definitely the years that you have all the gear and you definitely, you know, have so much to organize, of course, right? And then that goes hand in hand with your schedule, organizing your schedule as well. And it's just a lovely time. I really love going back and I love talking to the women about that. But when Kelly approached me this year about it and said, like, hey, can I get you to do it? And also, can I get you to do three classes? Well, she said my favorite number, three. So I was like, of course, yes, I'm in. I love it. But I said, hey, Kel, there's something I just feel like God's been putting on my heart over and over again. And while, of course, I'm going to be, you know, breaking out some thoughts and feelings about getting organized. And that's really cool because next week we're doing the 4-day online organizing challenge again. We did it in November. It was super successful and fun. And so I said to her, I said, hey, I'm going to be doing my 4-day online organizing challenge And I'm wondering if we could front load those classes right before it. So that way, I'll talk a little bit about getting organized. And if any of the women would like some extra support in that, they can sign up that week and then join me the next week, Monday through Thursday, March 11th through the 14th. And we're going to be doing that. And I said, but I want to let you know that at the end of 2023, and maybe even a little before the end, not quite the middle, somewhere between the middle and the end. I think that's where the three quarters comes in. Three quarters through of 2023, I kept feeling God putting on my heart over and over again, it's time to pivot. And I knew, you know, starting the Time to Pivot podcast was going to be a big component of that, even though I was sort of like, really, is this what I'm doing? Like, I've hit my stride with the Moms Organization Motivation podcast, which, by the way, is in the top of the charts in India now. I think that's a new one for me. It's listened to in over 100 countries. How crazy is that? I have not recorded a podcast episode on the Moms Organization Motivation podcast since I did my last one where I introduced Time to Pivot and said, like, hey, if you're listening here and you love this, come on over to the Time to Pivot podcast. But I will continue. Oh, this is really funny. I'm recording in Zoom, and something about what I just did gave it a thumbs up. Have you guys seen that now where it's you do the thumbs up and then like a little thumbs up icon pops up? Okay. All right. We're going to bring it right on back. So I remember thinking, I want to continue to have the Moms Organization Motivation podcast, but I just felt like God was putting on my heart, you need to start the Time to Pivot podcast. The Mom Pod is still going strong over there. It's still charting, top of the charts. It's just like blowing my mind. And it continues to be listening. I've lost count after it was being listened to in 100 countries. Now I just say it's over 100 countries. Like, I didn't even know that many countries not existed. I won't say that. I did know that. But I didn't know that 100 countries would be interested in listening to me speak in English. So clearly, there are people over in all of these countries that maybe are not countries that speak English as their number one language, but the people who are listening, I'm assuming, are listening because they know English and they can understand what I'm saying. If not, I don't know how I got into their podcast feed. I'm not quite sure. I don't really know how my Southern accent, but living in Southern California now, is translating for them. I'm not quite sure how that works, but here we are. And I want you to know that if you are feeling like something is being put on your heart, listen to your heart. Now, first of all, when I say listen to your heart, I have to tell you, for me, I find my identity in Jesus Christ. I have a faith identity. That's my jumping off point for just being alive and living in this world. For me. So if that's not for you, you be thinking about what it is that you find your identity in. And this is not just being a mom or having a business or doing something outside of a business or mom life. You know, if there's something else you're involved in, that is a part of you. But where do you find your identity? For me, you know, back in the day when I was like 6 years old and I was in Sunday school and they talked to us about inviting Jesus into our heart and asking him to forgive us of our sins and live in that sort of way and to serve and to honor him. I have on my serve bracelet and my trust God bracelet today. Oh, I have to tell you a funny story about this. So I was actually at my friend Kelly Rudd's house and we were doing a Bible study. And just like we did with the girls, when I did the teen night and the girls came over to our house, had 17, 13-year-old girls in January, came over to my house. And we made, one of the things we did is we made bracelets talking about our word of the year. And so then Kelly did that soon after when we did our Bible study. And so my word of the year is serve. So I have my serve bracelet on because I'm going to see her today and I'm so excited about it. But here's the funny story. A while back, Kelly actually came to my house. I was hosting the breakfast for the Mom Life ladies, all of us in the leadership, Mom Life ladies. They were all coming over to my house, was going to host the breakfast. And Kelly so kindly brought over these bracelets and they all had little messages on them. And so she said, I'm going to lay them out on Paige's table over here. And then you guys just go and grab the one that really seems to resonate with you. Trust God is the one that I picked. And every single day that I've worn this, which is almost every single day that I've owned this, okay, because I love it, I have faced that around toward me, where when I look down at my wrist, it faces me and it says, trust God. And I see that because that's for me. And something happened today. So I'm in the shower getting ready. I'm listening to Brendon Burchard. I love him. I'm listening to his new podcast called Marketing with Brendon Burchard. If you are in business, go download that right now. It is fantastic. Subscribe, whatever the word is, follow him. He's great. He is a faithful believer. And then I was listening to Rachel Luna and she's fantastic. She has the Permission to Offend podcast. Permission to Offend is her book as well. Bestseller all over the world. And so I was listening to both of them and I was getting so filled up and I'm so fired up because I feel like for the first time, like I was telling Kelly, I feel like I need to talk with these women, not just about getting organized, and we will. And we'll talk about that 4-day challenge that's coming up, but about embracing change and pivoting with confidence. And that's where the new talks that I'm giving are coming from. And I've been sharing with you, did I come back on and tell you yet? I've done a second follow-up about the coaching for the TEDx talk and the pitch day that's coming up in May. So I did the second coaching call with Sharon and it went so well and she was loving it. We did a couple more tweaks and we're getting to the place where now it's set and I'm just going to straight memorize it and just really embody it and be ready to do that for pitch day. So thank you. I had asked last time I came on and I was talking about that. I was asking for prayer. I was asking for your good thoughts and vibes to put those out for me because I really, really appreciate it. I don't want to feel like I'm going this alone. I feel like I have the coach in Sharon. I feel like I've got God on my side. And I would just love to have your support in that as well. So like, if you have a moment today where you could say a little prayer for me, that is something that lands well on pitch day. And then I feel confident going into that. And I just feel like, you know, that I'm bringing something to the table that is of value and that can serve the people who are hearing me do that pitch and that they would book me. You guys, that is the end goal here, whereas that they would book me for more speaking engagements so I can get this message out. And as I was listening this morning, as I was getting ready to go and do this talk today, and I just kept feeling like time to pivot, like bring that message page. This is what it is. I kept feeling like, listen to your heart. I messaged Kelly and I was like, how is it that I have to wait until 11 o'clock? I'm bursting with excitement for this message. I'm dying to get there. And I said, you know what? I'm going to jump on and record a podcast because I just kept feeling this overwhelming sense that God is saying like, yes, you are doing the thing that I asked you to do. You are doing the hard thing. You are following what I ask you to do because I'm in your heart and I'm here to tell you, I want you to listen to your heart. So as I'm getting ready and I'm putting on my bracelets, decided I was going to wear my serve bracelet today and that's facing me. I put my trust God bracelet on. I put it on the way I always do where it faces me. And all of a sudden, this click, this moment where he said, turn it around. Yeah, I said he, because I do believe it's a God thing. Turn it around. Turn the bracelet around. Now, I don't know if these women are going to see this bracelet today. And I don't know if they're going to notice what it says. And maybe I'll say this, like maybe when I go to talk to them, maybe I'll bring this up. But I turned it around today to where it faces out. It says, trust God where it's facing out so that they can see it. Because I believe that I'm on my journey, on my mission, I'm working on my purpose right now where I am trusting God and I'm trying to hear the things that he's saying to me. I'm trying to listen to my heart and do the things that he's asking me to do, even if they're hard, hard things. That's what we're working on right now. We're doing hard things. But I know that God will bless it when we are making the choice to listen to our heart. And we've got Jesus in there hanging out and we got the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that is speaking to me. Do you have that? Do you have that internal knowing that you are not alone? You are not doing this life on a solo mission. You have his support. And if right now you don't feel like you have that, I'm just going to say to you, I will say a prayer for you. And I will say, Lord, just blanket this person who is listening. Cover their heart, help them to know that that is where you belong. That way we don't feel like we're doing this life solo. That is hard. How you do hard things, you do it when you feel that support. It is really hard to do it alone. It is really hard. You know what else is really hard? To continue to talk to you right now while Thor is being insanely loud. I have no idea if you guys are picking this up. Hey, Thor. Psst. Yeah, now he gets quiet. Could you be a little quieter? Could you just go at that Kong toy with less passion for the moment? Of course I'm going to have a passionate dog. I'm passionate. So this dog is like fully committed to get that treat out of that Kong toy. Let's just ride this metaphor for a second. What are you fully committed to doing right now? And are you listening to your heart first? I remember when God was telling me this year, at the end of 2023, going into 2024, this is your year that you're going to be speaking, that you're going to be booking paid speaking engagements, that this is how you're going to serve, because you're going to broaden your audience. You're going to widen the people that you can cast that net to and say, hey, I've got you. I want to help you. I've got some tools. I've got some strategies that have worked for me. I want to share them with you. And I get to broaden that reach, that net, right? Because I'm going to be able to speak to more people. So not just the one-on-one where I'm going in and I'm helping these awesome moms get organized in their homes. That's still happening. But I'm doing that less, and I'm leaning in more to broadening the reach and the audience. And that starts with this podcast. It's continued with the Moms Organization Motivation podcast. But it is also, I'm feeling so very, very clear on this. It is also in speaking. It is also being on stages and spreading this message that we need to listen to our heart and follow that through. And what is it today that you are so passionate about that you are going to go for with all your might? Hey, quick reminder, you can now get my book in four different ways. Head over to Amazon and search up I've Got You, Girlfriend. The subtitle is Why Getting Organized and Living This Mom Life is Not a Solo Mission. You can find it there on e-reader, that's through the Kindle app, paperback, hardcover, and the audiobook. So if you're enjoying this podcast, I have a feeling you may love the audiobook. Again, it's called I've Got You, Girlfriend, Why Getting Organized and Living This Mom Life is Not a Solo Mission. Thanks so much for making it a bestseller, and back to the show. You're going to seek that treat that's in that Kong toy. I hope it's more delicious than what he's eating. I know he thinks it's delicious, but gross. I mean, like, you smell some of these dog treats and you're like, is that made of real food? Okay, we're working on that. We're only getting the things that are made of real food for the dog. Okay, so what is it that you are hearing right now? Are you listening to your heart? Are you trusting God? Are you trusting that Holy Spirit that's coming through and saying, this is what you need to work on right now? It's time to pivot. If you're not doing that, it's time to pivot. It's time to make a change. I shared with you that Eileen Wilder had this great example. We're moving on from the Kong toy. Now we're going on to what Eileen Wilder says. And when you're stuck in the mud, in order to change, you have to do something different. To get unstuck from the mud, you have to do something different. You can't just double down and hit that gas and hope to get out. Hope is not a strategy. You have to put some other work in. You have to do something different than what you've been doing before. You have to, I heard this recently and oh boy, did it hit me. You have to stop feeding the life that you had before and start feeding the life that you want to have. What does that mean? I might go deeper into that on another podcast episode because, you know, mama needs to get off of here and go do this chat with these ladies now. But basically, what I took that as when I heard that was I need to make sure that the things that I'm doing right now are in service of this new thing that God is putting on my heart. And part of that had to do with dialing it back from a lot of my organizing clients to get clearer on the new messaging that I'm wanting to put out into the world and then doing something different. I invested in that thought leader program so that I could be coached in a different way to really get solid on this message, to do pitch day, to be coached by somebody, to do a great job at pitch day, and then get booked so that I could get on other stages and speak more to the fact that we have got to be listening to our hearts and pursuing these things that God is putting on our heart. That is our purpose. If you feel unclear about that today, Book a call with me. Let's get on the phone. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about how I can support you. In the past, I was supporting people in getting organized. And I learned that when I was going into their homes and they were getting organized, it was clearing that physical space and it was clearing that mental space so they could open up their minds to new possibilities. They weren't constantly thinking, my house is disorganized. This is a mess. Didn't I just clean that up? Didn't I just ask my children to put this away? Didn't I have this conversation with my husband and say, could you please do this over and over and over again? I was working with those women so we could put these great strategies in place and get organized in three simple steps. Great, right? And then guess what happened? Not but. And guess what happened? What came from that is these women started feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm freed up from all of that mental clutter that was going on, all of that stuff that was making me crazy before. I got that on lock. I got more organized in my physical space. And now it's freeing up all this mental clutter that I had concerning all of that stuff. And now it's like we've gained extra brain cells. And if you know mom brain, if you know that term, like when you have the babies and you go through all the things and it's just like, excuse me, I can't remember my name. I tell this story about how when I was asking my husband after I had had Isabel, I was asking my husband, I was trying to ask him if he could bring me my phone, probably because I needed to call my mom because that's just what I did. I was trying to ask him to bring me my phone. I was on the couch. I was nursing the baby and I was asking him to do this thing for me. And I couldn't remember the word phone. I couldn't remember the word. Mom brain had set in. I was sleep deprived. I was nursing. I felt like a milk making machine. I was not getting all the things done on the home front that I wanted to be doing. And I could not remember a word for something that I had said a bajillion times in my life. And I was trying desperately to grab for this word and say, can you please bring me my phone? And I was like, can you please bring me? And just nothing was there. Nothing was there. I could not reach for it. So if you've ever experienced something crazy like that, maybe you haven't, Lord knows, I don't wish that on anybody because it's a very desperate feeling. I couldn't figure out what it was. And I literally had to describe it. And I was saying, I need to talk to my mom. It was my mom because I said that. I said, I need to talk to my mom. And I was like, can you bring me? And he's like, your phone? And I'm like, yes, my phone. Hallelujah. That's the word. We get to this place where if our physical space around us or the things that we're doing in our life that we're putting our effort and energy into, we get to a place where we're so focused, laser focused on that. Sometimes we need to be, and that's good. But that the other stuff, we can't even think of the words for it. We can't even process what we need. And we can't convey that to somebody else because we're stuck. And we have to do something different. And I'm challenging you, listen to your heart. What do you know in your heart that you need to do differently? What do you know in your heart that you need to step into? And it could be big and it could be scary and it could be a really hard thing. And you are next level freaked out about it. That is the thing that you are feeling convicted in your heart that you need to step into. This is your calling. What is that for you? Are you listening? Or can you not hear anything because your heart's not right right now? There are times in my life where my heart has not been right and I've needed to check in and say like, okay, heart, okay, Holy Spirit, I need a message from you. I'm not hearing things clearly these days because either I've got mom brain or I'm distracted or I'm focusing on things I don't need to be focusing on right now because that's not going to move the ball forward. That's not going to be the thing that's going to be tough in the beginning, but then I'm going to catch that momentum and ride it and keep going and serve or be the person that you're calling me to be because I'm stuck. And I'm feeding this life that I had before. I'm feeding it I'm doing these things. I'm on that hamster wheel and I'm doing these things that I was doing before. And I need to stop and I need to get in prayer and I need to ask for help and I need to do my research and figure out what it is I need to focus on. The one thing I need to focus on now to move in a different direction, the direction that your heart is calling you to move toward. What is that for you? What do you need to say? I hear you, and I'm ready to take that leap, and I'm ready to figure out what that next right step is to get me there. If you need help with this, I would love to help you. You know, I've said a lot of times at the end of these that if you need help, you can go to page@everythingwithstyle.com and you can shoot me an email and you can reach out to me. And a lot of you have, and I'm so grateful for that. And now we're, you know, putting things into motion that are helping you move forward in the way that you want, in the way that you're being called. But I want you to know that there's something more that I need to share with you. And that is that a lot of times I'll just say, like, I have different ways we can work together. I need to tell you how we can work together. I have different levels. If you are interested right now, if you are feeling called, if you're hearing this and you're like, hang on, I think maybe now is the time. Maybe I haven't been ready and I've been resisting it. I have different levels of ways that we can work together. If we need to get on a call and we need to talk about what those different things are that we could do to move forward, and I could help you in, you know, putting in the proper strategies, putting in the proper systems, whether it be in your home and getting organized, we can talk about that. We can work on doing that. We can do a laser focus session, a 90-minute session where we can get on the call. We can map out, what are your three things? What are your three E's? We're going to use the three E's philosophy. What are the three things right now that we can focus on? To number one, your essential, get you started, get the ball rolling. Number two, the enhancement. We're going to give support to that. We're going to do that together so you don't feel so alone. Number three, the extra. And this is really going to be that final push that's going to get you to accomplishing that goal that is being put on your heart. And that can look different at different seasons in your life. We can do that 90-minute session together. We can also work on the 6-week program. Maybe you need a little extra time because we got to put some things in practice. We have a 6-week program where we can jump on these Zooms. We can be doing our three E's and we can move on. Once we accomplish those, we move on to the next set. And we keep moving forward like that until you are getting to a place where you feel like you are so supported that you can continue moving on without me, but knowing I'm still here to help after that 6 weeks. I also offer a program that is 6 months. You heard me. Does that scare you? I know when I decided I was going to take Jamie Fagan's 30-day challenge, her Love Yourself More in 2024 30-day challenge, I was like, 30 days? That scares me to death. And guess what happened? I got into it and it is giving me life. Have you guys seen over on Everything with Style Mom on Instagram that I have been dancing my socks off? And I have the support of all these women that are in this group. And we are slowly but surely moving mountains together. And on some days, it feels like we top that mountain and then we go on to the next. It has been so amazing to be in that group. It has been so much fun. We challenge each other. We love on each other. We encourage each other. We bring our skill sets to the table and we share what is it that we're good at? What is it that we are, is our expertise, and how can we share that with other people? We're supporting each other in that way as well. It is beautiful. And I am telling you right now, if you need some support like that, I am here to do that with you. I would love that. I would love nothing more than to do that. Please reach out, page@everythingwithstyle.com. I read every single one of those emails. I want you to drop it in and I want you to either tell me what you need help with, or I want you to say, I don't know what I need help with, but I am stuck and I know that it is time for me to do something different. You could come to me with saying, I don't know what I need to do, but I don't want to do this by myself anymore and I'm feeling stuck. Let's do that. Let's take you from stuck and stressed to more focused and fulfilled in your life. That is my mission. That is what I want to do. I want to encourage you so much that you are so willing to take action and do the hard things and pull yourself out of that rut. It's time. I would love to do that with you. Reach out. And if you are hearing 6 months and you're like, holy cow, there's no way I can commit to that. We don't have to be talking every single day. We can be messaging back and forth, and we can be encouraging you through that process. And almost said each other, I'm going to say each other, because I will tell you that if we're working together, I'm going to be encouraged by you because you are taking action steps in your life. And that is encouraging and inspiring to me. So we are going to be encouraging each other. You're not even going to know that you're doing that maybe, but I'm going to let you know right now, you're going to be inspiring me. 6 months is a commitment, but guess what? If you decide that you're going to go all in and you're going to do 6 months, we are going to do that commitment together. You are going to see massive change in your life for the better. You are. I believe that with my whole heart. I believe that. You know why? Because I'm listening to my heart. And these are things that I am feeling like God is telling me, this is the service that you need to offer. It's time. What you've been doing in the past is so great. And it's built you up to what I'm asking you to do right now. I'm calling you to do this right now. What is that for you? What is your heart telling you? What do you need to step into bravely and boldly? And if you don't feel brave and bold right now, that's why we get on a call. That's why we have a conversation right now about how I can support you. That is my dream. That is my mission. How can I support you? Let's do it. So reach out right now. Paige@everythingwithstyle.com. Go there, shoot me a message and say, hey, I was listening to this podcast episode. Thank you. I don't know what I need to do, but I know I need to do something different. And I need some accountability for that. And I need some guidance. I would love to help you with that. If you want to write a book because you've got an incredible message, if you want to parent on another level, let's talk about that. I have been through some really seriously stressful things. And I have a ton of great resources for you, but I also know how important it is for someone just to validate your thoughts and feelings that you're having. I know how important that is. And I would love to be that person for you. If you want to start a podcast because you have some things to say and you'd like to do that week after week, let's talk about it. If you would like to serve others in a different way that I haven't mentioned here or serve on a greater level in your home, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's throw some 3 E's at it and let's figure out how we're going to break down your steps to go from stuck and stressed to focused and fulfilled and living out your calling, your purpose in your life. Let's get to it. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Time to Pivot podcast. If it was helpful for you, I'd love for you to head over to Apple Podcasts, hit that 5th star and write a review. Want to book me to speak at your next event or work with me one-on-one to get clarity around your gifts, how to serve others, and go from stuck and stressed to focused and fulfilled? Reach out on the contact page at everythingwithstyle.com and connect with me on social at everythingwithstylemom. Thanks again for listening and sharing the podcast. And Mom Boss, remember this, your gifts are meant to be shared. Don't keep them to yourself and stay in your comfort zone. This is your time to pivot.